This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Alaskan rivers are turning orange. Melting permafrost is changing the makeup of some Alaskan rivers, in some cases disappearing fish species in the process. Dozens of once pristine rivers and streams in Alaska's Brooks Range are turning an alarming shade of orange, the discoloration likely caused by the thawing of permafrost, which is exposing previously frozen minerals that are now leaching into the waterways. Ecologist John O'Donnell from the U.S. National Park Service documented 75 locations across a vast area of northern Alaska, where the crystal clear waters now appear heavily stained. The scientists determined that the onset of the discoloration coincided with a period of warming and increased snowfall in the region over the past decade. Permafrost, which is ground that remains frozen year-round, acts as a storage vault for various minerals. As rising temperatures cause this frozen layer to thaw, minerals are exposed to water and oxygen, triggering chemical reactions that release iron and other metals into the groundwater. The metal-rich water then makes its way into rivers and streams. Brett Poulin, an environmental toxicologist, said, "Arctic environments are warming up four times faster than the globe as a whole, and this is resulting in the deterioration of water quality in the most pristine rivers in North America. Water samples collected from the affected streams revealed lower pH levels and higher concentrations of sulfates and trace metals compared to nearby unaffected waterways. In some cases, the pH levels dropped to 2.3, similar to the acidity of vinegar. The waters also had elevated levels of iron, zinc, nickel, and copper." Poulin said, "The rivers impacted by this phenomenon span the length of the Brooks Range, about 680 miles, and involve some of the most pristine rivers in North America that are in protected lands and far from mining sources. The ecological consequences of this phenomenon could be significant. At one site in Kobuk Valley National Park, researchers observed the disappearance of fish species and a decline in aquatic insect diversity shortly after the appearance of orange water. Juvenile Dolly Varden trout and slimy sculpin were among the fish species that vanished from the stream. Scientists say that the changes in water quality could have effects throughout the food web. Human communities in the region also rely on these rivers and streams for their drinking water supply and subsistence fishing. As permafrost thaw accelerates and more minerals are released into the waterways, the safety and reliability of these resources could be affected." A Helena, Montana hospital has received one of four nationwide grants for the Harvest of the Month program that aims to make eating fruits and vegetables fun. St. Peter's Health says the program promotes hands-on food, garden, and nutrition education while strengthening connections between local farms and schools. Once a month, the program is brought into fourth-grade classrooms at all of Helena's 11 elementary schools. Kim Lloyd, St. Peter's Harvest of the Month Community Coordinator, said, "Besides providing the nutrition and physical health benefits for our community, we're also talking about the mental health benefits when we get to gardening, and we can bring in components of the school system. We talk about science, math, history, the Montana economy, and the environment. It's really all tied into food. We all eat food. It's something we do every day." The United States Department of Agriculture awarded the St. Peter's Health Foundation $239,000 for its community-coordinated Harvest of the Month program. The funding will allow the program to expand to neighboring school districts like East Helena and Townsend, and also will support a Harvest of the Month Ag Corps service member in partnership with the Montana Department of Agriculture so that the program can be assessed by surveying students, parents, and teachers. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.